Jerry Bader Show, 920. All right, I want to spend some time on a story that admittedly I have not spent a lot of time on. I have not ignored it completely, as some listeners allege, but I haven't spent a lot of time on it. I want to explore it because I'm going to be very honest with you here. I don't know how this story ends, and I think potentially, this is a moderate to very serious problems for Republicans in Wisconsin. Possibly. Scott Walker, probably not as much, but Republicans in the legislature, perhaps. This is the story of that $500,000 sportsman grant and Scott Suter. Actually, what I did is I went through and got most of the Journal Sentinel's reporting on this since they broke the story back in late August. And I want to quickly work our way through to yesterday, where there was what I consider to be a major development on this story yesterday. Back on August 25th, the Journal Sentinel reported a $500,000 sportsman grant slipped into the state budget that was set to go to a group with ties to Republican insiders that has praised GOP politicians and lobbied for legislation such as the lowering regulations on iron mining and development in wetlands. The United Sportsmen of Wisconsin Foundation, a group formed in January with no record of its own in outdoors training, is the only applicant for the scantily noticed two-year grant to promote hunting, fishing, and trapping in Wisconsin that is being reviewed Thursday by a special panel. Okay, that was the first story. As reporting went on, you learned that, yeah, they had virtually no experience, did the United Sportsmen of Wisconsin Foundation Incorporated. Two, it turns out that someone high up in that group had had legal issues, illegally killed a bear. The reporting went on August 28th. A group of five men, this is an editorial, a group of five men whom we suspect care a great deal about Wisconsin's proud sporting heritage has a chance to right a wrong Thursday morning. The Sporting Heritage Grant Committee should shoot down a highly questionable $500,000 grant that's set to go to a sportsman's group with close ties to Republican politicians and conservative groups. The grant requirements were voted into the state budget unanimously in May on a motion written by outgoing Assembly Majority Leader Scott Suter, Republican Abbotsford, who was taking a state job, and Representative Dan Lemahue, Republican Cascade. That's the Sheboygan area. I know Dan. I know him personally. Haven't spoken with him in years. The motion said the grant could only be given to groups that are not an affiliate of a national federation organization. That froze out established groups such as the Wisconsin Wildlife Federation and state chapters of national groups, including Pheasants Forever and the National Wild Turkey Federation. And because the public notice of the grant was so poor, some eligible groups didn't even know about it. Goes on. Another editorial on the 29th, basically the same thing. This was politically motivated. September 18th, Walker ignored Suter's handling of sportsman grant in PSC appointment. Governor Scott Walker said Wednesday, this is back in mid-September, his administration did not consider how former Assembly Majority Leader Scott Suter handled a $500,000 grant for a politically connected group in deciding to give Suter a job. He gave Suter a state job that paid about double what Suter made it as an Assembly representative. We didn't look at that at all, Walker told reporters. The Public Service Commission, I think, looked at the totality of his experience, not just any one particular item in terms of offering a division position. Walker also said he didn't know whether Suter had done a good job in putting together the grant aimed at helping the United Sportsmen of Wisconsin Foundation, which has close ties to Republicans but little experience doing the kind of training called for in the grant. The measure Suter inserted into the state budget with the help of other Republicans was so narrowly tailored that it was all but certain to go to United Sportsmen Foundation, which has a former chief of staff to Suter on its board of directors. As assembled by Suter, the measure put at risk $28 million in federal wildlife aid. Walker's administration told Suter about the danger of losing the funding the day before the assembly passed the budget But Souter did not make changes to the budget, and other lawmakers say he did not tell them about the problem. Walker used his line item veto powers to use state taxpayer money for the grant instead of a mix of state and federal money to ensure federal money was not at risk. But he kept in place the provisions aimed at making United Sportsmen the likely recipient of the grant. Souter set down as a lawmaker in August to take a job with the Public Service Commission, paying $94,000 a year, nearly double what he made as a legislature. Ultimately, the grant, Walker rescinded the grant. It became clear this was a problem. It became clear that Republicans were going to have a difficult time defending behavior here, particularly Scott Souter. Then on September 30th, a self-described sporting group with political ties featured a top DNR official at a May 9th fundraiser just weeks before securing a budget provision that was expected to provide them with a $500,000 state grant, newly released records show. Details about the fundraiser for the United Sportsmen of Wisconsin were included in hundreds of pages of documents released Monday by the DNR regarding the controversial grant. Those documents also show then-Assembly Majority Leader Scott Souter, on August 22nd, signed onto a letter with 17 other Republicans encouraging awarding the grant to United Sportsmen Foundation. September 30th, Souter says he doesn't recall discussion about losing $28 million. Former Assembly Majority Leader Scott Souter said he believed he had ensured federal money was protected in the state budget, even though he was warned a provision in it he wrote could cost the state $28 million. The Abbotsford Republican helped tuck a measure into the budget, creating the two-year grant to promote, you know the story. After the Joint Finance Committee approved the provision, U.S. Fish and Wildlife warned it could lose, the state could lose $28 million in federal aid because of the DNR would not have control over the grants. Days later, the committee tweaked the budget language in hopes they would prevent the federal aid from being put at risk. But U.S. Fish and Wildlife wrote a second letter saying the federal aid remained in danger. That second letter arrived on June 18th. According to DNR Secretary, Deputy Secretary Matt Maroney, he told Souter about the warning. In a recent interview, Souter didn't remember that. Also September 30th, One Wisconsin Now files an ethics complaint against Souter and a lobbyist for going on that fishing trip together just days before the group got the grant. That brings us to yesterday, October 3rd. The former Assembly Majority Leader who engineered a controversial and now canceled $500,000 grant to a self-described sportsman group has abruptly declined a job in Governor Scott Walker's administration. Scott Souter, Republican from Abbotsford, had accepted a job paying $94,000 a year, 88% more than his legislative salary, at the Public Service Commission at the State Division as State Division Administrator for Water Compliance and Consumer Affairs. But he turned it down before his first day to take a lobbying job at the Wisconsin Paper Council starting Monday. According to a resignation letter he sent Thursday to PSC Chairman Phil Montgomery, another Assembly Republican, Greendale Republican Jeff Stone, will step down from the legislature to take the PSC job. That announcement, made public the same day of Souter's resignation letter, made clear that the Walker administration set up the twin announcements in advance. Spokespeople for Walker and the PSC both said Thursday that Souter was not forced out. During Scott Souter's initial discussions with the PSC, he mentioned this other opportunity may present itself, and it did. Walker spokesman Julie Lund said, "We wish him well in his new position in the private sector." That is difficult to believe. If the Walker administration, look, either way, if Souter bailed on this or the Walker administration pushed him out, they saw a serious problem. I want to spend a few more minutes on this after the news. Democrats smell blood in the water on this. It's 9:30.
The Jerry Bader Show is sponsored in part by American Metal.